watching our transportation systems and our water levels. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Mike Steenhook is the executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition. He, just like us, have been watching what's going on with our transportation systems, especially our main waterways and the levels of those rivers.
First of all, you know, the pendulum can swing very dramatically from one stream to the next, and we certainly saw that last year from, you know, exceedingly high water levels flooding in late June, early July, and then really the spigot got turned off, and then once again in the fall we had low water conditions that were restricting barge transportation. So that pendulum can swing quite dramatically. Fortunately, right now we have, you know, a healthy amount of water in the system in some areas. Actually, quite a bit of water that's having, you know, a marginal degree of impact on barge transportation. But overall, the river's operating quite well. And so obviously that's good. You know, during the springtime, we're not in the sweet spot now, but you know, when you're looking at March and April, that's a very significant time for northbound deliveries of fertilizer.
Another big concern, Mike, is the Panama Canal. I know last year a lot of the barges were traveling a little bit lighter because of the lower river levels. How's that looking and going right now?
Yeah, you know, that's something that was a major area of concern in late 2023 and then during the early months of 2024. Panama Canal, an important link in our supply chain. About 600 million bushels of U.S. soybeans transit the Panama Canal on an annual basis. We're the number one agricultural customer of the canal.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.